Once upon a time, in a summer long ago, the wheat fields were golden, the oats were green, and the hay was stacked high in the meadows. A magnificent old manor house stood surrounded by woods and ponds. The reeds had grown so high that summer that they nearly hid the water from view. Hidden in the reeds, a mother duck had made her nest, safe from weasels and the wily fox. She sat on her eggs, getting rather bored, for they took their time to hatch. Finally, she felt a tap, 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 and cracks started to appear in the smooth shells. With a pop and a peep, peep, a bunch of golden ducklings appeared. Their mother gave a delighted quack as she counted each fluffy gold head. But wait, the largest egg in the nest, her secret pride, was still there. Never before could she remember laying such a huge and splendid egg. How much longer would it take? Suddenly there was a tap and a crack and a pop. The ducklings and their mother excitedly awaited the arrival of their final sibling, but they quacked with horror at the baby bird who emerged, for he was big and grey and ugly. He had huge feet and a broad beak and looked nothing like his brothers and sisters. The next day, the weather was perfectly splendid, and the ducklings went for their first swim. One by one, they plunged into the water, bobbing along in a golden line. The duck family waddled on their way into the yard. The sight of the big grey duckling caused an immediate commotion. Even the big grey duckling could swim. Despite his ungainly size, he held himself upright in a graceful style. Mother duck quacked with delight. "See how nicely he uses those big feet. He is my very own son after all. Now follow me closely and watch out for the cat."
"How strange he is," the other duck said. "Look at his..."